AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A week into that limited walkout at three major car assembly plants, the United Auto Workers are now expected to expand their big three strike targets Friday morning. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
This week was a shot across the bow, says Sam Fiorani of Auto Forecast Solutions. Most of the 20,000 vehicles lost from production can be made up.
Bronco buyers are going to wait for the Broncos. Wrangler buyers, they actually have a lot on dealer lots.
The real pain would come if the strike expands to big pickup plants, car makers' cash cows.
About 45 miles northwest of New York City,
a bus chartered by the Farmingdale High School band landed in a ravine after rolling down an embankment 2 hours northwest of New York City.
But imagine the fear, the screams, and the aftermath when these high school students, many of them freshmen, we're surrounded by this chaos.
Some students told us earlier that this is so devastating, it's something they never expected could have happened.
Ali Bauman of CBS New York with Governor Kathy Hochul. Two adults died in that bus accident. There are serious injuries among the students. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Canada this evening on an unannounced visit. That after a quick but important trip to Washington without the kind of big Capitol Hill welcome that he received just 9 months ago.
Zelensky instead met behind closed doors with leaders of the House and the full Senate. That's because while a majority of Americans continue to support providing assistance, there's a mostly Republican divide on Capitol Hill over how to keep funding the war.
We need to give them everything they need.
We should be for a peace resolution, ending the war. They're not funding it.
There are growing concerns in the U.S. and Europe about how the aid is being used.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe. With migrant apprehensions near record levels along the Mexican border, the Biden administration sends 800 active duty troops there. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez.
Many people have said, look, why don't they claim asylum in Mexico first? But they say there's extortion there, that there's kidnappings there. They do not feel safe. And that's why they're continuing to make their way up here.
There is a tropical storm warning now from the North Carolina coast up to Delaware as a potential tropical cyclone approaches the East Coast.
The storm surge threat, as much as 3 to 5 feet of storm surge. That's going to be in areas near the Outer Banks, perhaps into some of the sounds and bays nearby there.
CBS News forecaster David Parkinson. The city of Baton Rouge and its police department are now dealing with lawsuits and allegations about an alleged torture warehouse known as the Brave Cave, supposedly used by some police officers. Its operations have been ordered stopped. One Baton Rouge police officer has resigned. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 56. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 78. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW Studios, downtown. And I have a fine co-devil today at 8 Dom. It is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Kristen, thank you for joining me here.
I am so happy to be here with you, Crute.
Kristen, this is your hometown, Green Bay.
Yeah, I mean, it's where I live. I grew up in Kaukauna, so just south of here. But it all, yeah, it's all northeast Wisconsin. We all hang together.
Now, we've got a bunch of fine guests that are going to join us here. We are on the road, and we are at the Fall in Love Tour, Hometown Tour 2023. Today brings me to Green Bay, and it's not the first time I've been here. We got a beautiful facility, and I got a great co-host.
And you Dom, almost said beautiful there, didn't you?
Well, perhaps
begging
true,
for compliments.
But I would never characterize you as such on the radio. Dom gets very angry if I take note of someone's personal appearance.
Oh.
You're not wearing a sport coat. That was yesterday's argument.
Okay.
Kristen, you are a doctor in OBGYN by trade. These are troubling times in your profession. This is a hard time. I mean, for the last year, and I realize abortive care is not the only thing that OBGYNs do, but it's been banned. It's been illegal, or at least that's been the perception. A couple of months ago, there was a court ruling, and we now know that Planned Parenthood is going to move forward once again and has done so, I believe, beginning this week,
Now
doing abortive services once again. But Kristen, as a doctor, as an OBGYN, I mean, politicians have basically uprooted your industry, your profession.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to note that you can't just take abortion care out of women's health care. Abortion care is integrated into every piece of women's health care. Miscarriage management, contraception, helping somebody with a complicated pregnancy, helping people get pregnant, infertility treatment. There is an aspect of abortion care in each of those pieces. An ectopic pregnancy, a life-threatening ectopic pregnancy that implants in somebody's tube, is that an abortion or is it not? And these are the questions that we were facing immediately after Roe fell. We were wondering, what could we do in Wisconsin without putting ourselves at risk for a felony? This is a felony. It's a criminal charge.
Not for the the mother, but mm-mm. for the physician performing that procedure, you'd be the felon.
Right. No penalties for patients, but 6 years in jail, up to 6 years in jail for doctors.
Dr. Lyerly, how has that changed your career?
Entirely. Like I said, we were very confused about what we could and could not do. And there's still a lot of confusion across the state about who can perform what and what is safe for us to do as providers. Madison and Milwaukee are shining examples of what the rest of the state hopefully will be able to do once we've got a final judgment. But most facilities, abortion care is provided not only at abortion clinics, but it's provided in hospitals and clinics across the state, especially when we're talking about miscarriage management or ectopic pregnancies. So we're just waiting for that final judgment before we can feel confident going back to caring for patients. For me personally, I am a plaintiff intervener with the Attorney General on the lawsuit seeking to determine whether the district attorneys are going to enforce this ban. We've never thought it was enforceable. It's really old. There have been other laws passed since then. So we don't think it's enforceable, but the penalties are so onerous that we have to take it seriously. So I'm with the Attorney General, and because of that, I just don't feel comfortable practicing here at all. So I've been practicing in rural parts of Minnesota, and then most recently, northern Arizona on the Hopi and Navajo Reservation.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got to find Code Devil today. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is an OBGYN. I am in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's her adopted hometown, from Kaukauna. That's all the same.
I'm a proud ghost. I have to be proud about it.
And I mentioned we got some other fine guests joining us. We've got Pete Schwaba, who is a fine journalist and will be filling in for me tomorrow right here on the Devil's Advocates. Pete joins at 4:20. We've got the current mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin. I understand this is like one of the greatest cities to live in America. Number one, perhaps, since Mayor Eric Gingrich got elected, the Democrat.
Yes.
And Eric will join us here in studios, Dr. Lyerly, my co-devil and I, at 4:30 today. And then in the 5 o'clock happier happy hour, we've got Green Bay's own, Civic Media's own, Mino, and the former mayor, Jim Schmidt. You know, so we've got rival administrations. Schmidt, Mino, and the mayor, they're coming at 5:30. We'll have a good time throughout, and you could be a part. We're taking the phones on the roads as well. 844-967-2789. One other promise I make. Mm-hmm. If you're in Green Bay and you come join us at, let's say, 6 o'clock down here on Washington Street at the WGBW studios, I'd probably buy you at least one beer.
Oh, come on.
That could be a lot of people.
Ned Kelly's is just a few doors down.
I know. We're going to the bar. Come on down. I will buy you a drink. Dr. Lyerly, let's talk about Green Bay for just a minute. I pulled mm-hmm. up my voting analytics of your hometown. Mm-hmm. Green Bay, located in northeastern corner of the state in Brown County. That's where we're at right now. Roughly 105,000 people. Known for its strong sense of community.
Yes.
Politically, Green Bay is active, an engaged town that is often votes as a Democratic stronghold. Every 2 years, citizens take part in local elections to choose their leaders. Yeah, we know that. But let's talk about Brown County. Brown County is the county that Green Bay is contained in. Brown County is leaning conservative. Mm-hmm. In Brown County, Wisconsin, where I'm right now with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, 45.5% of the people voted Democratic last presidential. Almost 53% voted Republican, 1.8% independent. Brown County voted Republican in 5 of the last 6 presidential elections only. Well, they voted for Obama. Mm-hmm. First time, not the second time. No two-term Obama.
These are independent people. These are people who think for themselves.
So here is what the map tells us. Brown County, Wisconsin, leans conservative. Green Bay is somewhat conservative, but Wisconsin as a whole is leaning liberal. Mm-hmm. Here's my question, Kristen. How do we turn Green Bay a little bit bluer?
Well, we're already seeing it, aren't we? Didn't we see it this spring with the election?
The Protosalitz election?
Yes.
What were the voting demographics here? I know you may not live and die by some of these numbers like I do. I'll look them up. I'll pull them up. But what was your impression of the spring election here locally?
I think that in Brown County and in northeastern Wisconsin, what we saw was people coming out and voting because they cared about everyone's individual right to make their own decisions about their own health care, manifesting primarily as abortion care.
Do you think the fact that Planned Parenthood now performing abortive care again in the state of Wisconsin, does that blunt this political issue perhaps?
I'm concerned that people are going to think that this is over because mm-hmm. it's far from over. I want people to understand that Madison and Milwaukee, this is great. They've got, maybe they each have a clinic now, mm-hmm. but the rest of the state doesn't. And even before we lost Roe, we have so many really horrible barriers that prevent people from getting the care that they need here in Wisconsin. Thoughtful, evidence-based, compassionate care. We have so much more work to do here, and I think people are starting to understand with all of the information about, you know, abortion care, but also what this really means. We're having conversations we were afraid to have before. So on one hand, I am concerned that people are going to think that it's over, but on another hand, I think that people are so deeply engaged at this point and they're paying more attention that I feel hopeful.
I am also hopeful. Certainly the spring elective outcome statewide, and I know that protests say what's outperformed in a lot of mm-hmm. rural areas and a lot of redder areas. The troubling part for me, this is the 68th largest media market in America, mm-hmm. larger than Madison, Dane County. I don't think my friends in Madison realize Green Bay, Fox Valley is a bigger deal than we are. And this is a part of the state where the politics are a little more red. It's a little more conservative here, but it's a college town. It shouldn't be like that, Kristen. If we put, to my opinion, Lefty Talk Radio or whatever you call civic media in a town,
his persona non grata here in many different ways. Yeah. Having said that, as we've discussed in the past, the Starlink system is essential for so many different things aside from actually conducting active. It helps in communications, command and control. It's been a very important piece of kit. And the U.S. Department of Defense has taken control, whether it's through leasing or whether it's through eminent domain or whatever they have done. They have taken over the running. From Musk's camp is that he's perfectly fine with that because much of what apparently by involving himself with this, by giving Starlink, there's no way you're not actively involved in the war. You either deny the Ukrainians operations or you give it to them and they're able to attack the Russians, and who knows. Yeah. Didn't like being in that position, so now it does look like the DOD has taken over, and I think generally that's a good thing. And most parties here,
Philip Itner, ITTNER. Thanks, Phil.
I can just quickly put out a good one on a mental health hotline.
Okay, great. I will. Thank you very much. And in fact, remind me next week and we'll plug it for you. I absolutely love my dogs, Blue and Chewy. I love the way they take care of each other.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road again, Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's so beautiful, and I hear nice things about the airport as well. Kristen Lyerly, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, is co-develing with me today. Dom traveling to somewhere fun and exciting. And we got a fine guest who's joined us here in the WGBW studios. He's Civic Media's own Pete Schwaba. And Pete, man, I've asked you to step in and fill in for me tomorrow so I can sneak out a day early, go on a little early weekend hiatus. Pete, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, and I've never been called something where I've been someone's own. Even in the Schwaba family, it's not he's our own, Pete Schwaba. So it's nice.
Who do you
it's
belong nice to then, Pete? They don't
know. I'm kind of a maverick. I'm a drifter.
The mayor's here. I tell you what, mayor, if you can bear with us 1 second, we'll come and let you in. Current mayor Eric Ingrich, our next fine guest. But Pete, you're filling in tomorrow. What are you doing in the meantime?
We're going to talk. I know I can't compete with Dom and Crute, or Kristen for that matter, in politics. So we're going to talk a little entertainment. That's kind of my background. And so we'll talk summer blockbuster. We'll talk about what people are watching. And oh my God,
Crute's about to get arrested.
they're holding up the handcuffs at this point. I tell you what, I better let the mayor in. Talk to my friend Kristen Lyerly for just a minute. What's tomorrow going to look like? I'm going to let the mayor in today. Bear with me.
So we'll talk a little entertainment. I am fascinated by, I don't know if this happens with you, Kristen, when you sit down and watch something, you spend 15 minutes surfing Hulu, then HBO, then Apple TV.
Yes.
I want to find out what people are watching. I want to provide a service to help people find good stuff to watch, whether it's movies, streaming, whatever. That's kind of my background. I've written movies. I've written some TV. And so I'm very passionate about that.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
But you're right. Everybody has that experience where, like, what is it that makes you go all in on something finally after you've looked at everything?
You can spend an hour looking for something to watch. It's kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So that's a service I provide. I hope to provide it tomorrow. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I want to hear you loud and clear, man.
Yeah.
Make it sexy for the radio audience.
And Mike did not threaten me, but he did intimidate me. He said, "Don't you ever lose one listener." So people have to tune in tomorrow.
That's not really what I said. The standard here is literally don't crap the bed, please.
Yeah, well, there's no bed standard in here. And I haven't had fiber. I've been eating nothing but cheese for 3 weeks.
You know, so Mino is susceptible to sleeping on the couch to the point where he got an apartment upstairs just so he could crash after the early morning show.
Must be nice. I'll have to bum his key off him or something and take a little snooze tomorrow. But we'll do that when I'm going to have some great guests. I'm going to have Rob Thomas from the Capital Times.
Oh, that'll be
He'll
great.
He'll be on talking movies. I have a writing partner named Greg Liana. He's got two new movies about ready to be out there. So we'll talk to Greg a little bit and just have a great discussion. We'll play a game called Guess the Scene. We'll play a scene and see if people can call in and guess what movie that's from.
And, you can't handle the truth. And it's the only one I know.
I guess I'll have to find another one now. Dom and Crute, I know I can't really totally fill in for those guys, but you know, Mike, you gave me a great idea. Maybe we'll do a political movie thing where people can call in and talk about their favorite political movies. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to argue with oneself. You need a partner to argue. Although, you know, I've found a way to do it. Folks, Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Fine guest Pete Schwaba, Civic Media's own. He's going to fill in for me, and I suspect we might see more of Pete on the Civic Media dial coming soon. Kristen Lyerly co-deviling with me here from WGBW on the road in Green Bay. And Pete, tell me something. Why do you love this town, man? You Marinette specifically is where your family lives, but
correct.
What's so great about this part of the state?
I mean, first of all, the people, mm-hmm. you know, that's an easy answer, 100%. But it's true. You pull over here, you have car trouble, people pull over to help you. I mean, it's still, there's this great sense of community. The weather is phenomenal. I'm lying.
but it is in the summer.
Summer and fall are great.
And we embrace the winter.
And we embrace the winter. And it's a lot cheaper to live here. I lived in L.A. for 15 years. I lived in Chicago before that. This is a very affordable area to live in with nice people. I mean, you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with that. There's a great art community up here, too, that a lot of people don't know about. You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love it.
And I hear there's Packers, something about the Packers. Does that just dominate almost every conversation in this community?
It does. And I'll tell
you. At this time of year, at least?
At this time of year. And I was born in Chicago. I will confess to being a Bear fan.
Get out.
And I know.
Nice knowing you, Pete.
when I moved to Marinette in junior high, I did not realize how much people hated the Bears. I took more abuse than anybody did. Exaggerating for effect, but it was horrible. So they're very passionate fans, though. It's a great rivalry. I love talking about it. A lot of my good friends are Packer fans. And you guys have pretty much owned us for the last 30 years.
Yeah,
and I still live here despite that. So that should say something about the area, right?
It's not much of a rivalry. Schwaba going to fill in for me, going to fill in for the Devil's Advocates this Friday. Give him a chance. More of an entertainment-centric show.
Yeah.
Pete, what else you got for us today, man?
What else do I have for you today?
I'm going to start digging in on your politics. You don't want that.
You can dig in on my politics. I'm an open book, Mike. I'm here to serve, whatever that means. You guys had a great discussion going before. Now I feel like I come in and talk about movies, but we'll talk summer blockbuster too tomorrow because that was the Barbenheimer, Barbie movie.
I haven't seen either.
I saw both, and I can share my thoughts.
Strong
tomorrow,
preference.
No, I liked them both. I didn't love either one of them. I saw the Barbie trailer, and I wanted to run to the theater. Like, it had that great energy. I thought it was going to be like the Brady Bunch movie a little bit, which was really funny. But it wasn't. It was a very good movie, but I wanted to laugh more.
Yeah. I feel a little torn about the Barbie movie.
Do you?
Okay. Not going to lie.
Worst movie you saw all year?
Meg 2.
Like the big shark?
The big shark. Uh-huh. I went with my wife and two kids. We saw it, and it was just like, the only thing that could have saved it is if there was no dialogue. It's kind of fun to watch, but the language is so... There was a line in there where the guy escapes the shark, and he's like, that was a close call. And the other guy goes, too close. I'm like, wow, somebody came up with that genius dialogue. I think it was written by AI. I don't know, but it was a really bad movie. And I like all the actors and... the visuals, but it was pretty bad.
Pete Schwaba filling in for the Devil's Advocates tomorrow, GBW's own. You'll see more Pete Schwaba or hear him on the radio more frequently. Pete, thanks for coming around today.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Tune in tomorrow. It'll be fun.
Come back. Stick around today because I got the mayor of Green Bay. He is Eric Gingrich, and I got a fine co-devil. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly, live on the road. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Come back. I know you will.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
I'm Captain Ann Maxson with the Wisconsin State Patrol. Safety on our highways is a team effort. Every day, our troopers and inspectors focus on keeping people and commerce moving safely. Drivers can do their part to prevent crashes and needless tragedies by remembering two simple things. Buckle up, phones down. Thanks for helping us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads.
A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance.
tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 56. Easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 78. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 58.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 64.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday edition, Friday Eve, on the road again. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 brings us to beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. I've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's co-Devlin in Dom's absence, unexcused probably. And we got a fine guest here in the WGBW studios. He is the mayor of Green Bay, the current mayor. That's the important one. Because Mayor Eric Gingrich, since you became mayor, this city was named, what, the most livable city in America?
Number one, right? And we've known that for a long time. As
a dramatic improvement over the prior administration, right?
No.
Who will be joining us after we get off the
air? Jim, Jim Schmidt coming a little bit later, the former Green Bay mayor. Eric, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I forget, I feel like I saw you at the DBW, some recent convention. Great town. We love it here. This is a very important city, but a little bit redder than I would hope, sir. How do we turn Green Bay, how do we turn greater Brown County a little bit bluer?
Yeah, I mean, the city proper has been progressive for some time. You know, when you look at in November election returns and things of that nature and who is typically supported by our electorate. You know, the rest of the county is a little bit of a different story, but you see that, you know, in many places. But no, we've been, you know, trying to do some good things in the city of Green Bay, especially in terms of, you know, activating the voters of all kinds, right? And just making democracy as accessible as possible to people on both sides of the aisle and in between. Yeah, you know, you have that dynamic, I think, between between cities and suburban surrounding communities oftentimes, and Brown County is kind of a similar dynamic.
Eric, you must be doing something right. I understand you earned recent re-election, sir.
Yeah, back in April was elected to my second term, and so happy about that. Obviously, it was a little bit of a fight, you know, kind of a, which is not unexpected in a community like ours. There are a lot of eyes on us, not just in the state, but kind of around the country. And so the mayoral race received probably more attention than it deserved in some respects. But yeah, happy to come through with the victory.
Mayor Eric Gingrich, beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. What was your platform? What got you over the edge, sir?
It's pretty meat and potatoes kind of stuff, right? It's making investments in public safety, making sure that we need to do what's appropriate for our infrastructure, roads and bridges, things of that nature, and just, you know, moving the community forward, making it clear that Green Bay is an open and welcoming place. If we're interested in growing, it's going to be by welcoming new faces to town and continuing to diversify. That's something that has been a little bit difficult for some folks to adjust to. But we just got to be, you know, proud of our values and proud of the fact that Green Bay is a community that's known to be welcoming, especially on Sundays during football season, right? Green Bay is known as a place where you want to go, irrespective of who you're cheering for. And to me, that's something that can be extended throughout the year. And it's a value that we need to live. So that was also something that we focused on.
Well, I've been to Lambeau many times, a beautiful place to watch a football game. They usually win there. Downtown Green Bay, until we became the owners of WGBW and I started looking for some real estate in this town, I was less aware of the investment and the revitalization, at least from my perspective, of this downtown district. Eric, how important is that, not just Lambeau, but also this downtown to the image of Green Bay?
Yeah, it's hugely important. You know, downtown is really the heart of this community. And Mayor Schmidt, you know, spent a lot of time and energy revitalizing our downtown. The City Deck, which is obviously just on the backside of this building, was really an important step in terms of reorienting ourselves towards the Fox and towards the Bay and all the natural resources that were taken for granted for so many years here. To be on the river is a huge amenity that there's just no way to recreate, right? And so we've seen a lot of positive development over the last decade or decade and a half. As a result, a lot of private investment, but also public investment from the city and the state and the federal government. So we're just focused on continuing a lot of that progress. In the next phase, you know, there's a lot of housing that's on the river here, but we need even more of it, especially with the transition with a lot of central business districts towards this idea of kind of a central social district, right, where you don't necessarily have the number of 9-to-5 jobs that we once did. We're very fortunate that we have Schreiber headquarters right across the street. Associated Bank is also headquartered here. A lot of small businesses, obviously, doing work down here too, but we need downtown to be even more of a kind of a genuine neighborhood. And so that's been our focus of late. And we've got some developments. Hopefully we're going to get some good news on in the next couple months, but wanting to continue adding to it.
Mayor Eric Gingrich, Green Bay. Mayor Gingrich, housing, you pointed out, I think we struggle, and I've seen this across the state, affordable housing. If the citizens can't afford to live in the community they choose to live in, well, then they're forced farther out,
right,
or into a rural part or into some other community. Obviously, there you talk about some development in the works. How big a problem is this in the local area? What is the cost of housing spiraling like it might be in Madison or Dane County? How bad is it here, sir?
Yeah, I mean, it's all relative, right? I mean, our housing prices are not to the level that you see in Dane County. But they have exploded in comparison to what they look like pre-pandemic, right? Which is, you know, happening all across the country. And unfortunately, supply is not keeping up with demand the way that we'd like it to. But there, too, we're really focused on producing as much as we possibly can. We've got a couple of affordable housing developments that are moving forward. One is a partnership with Brown County United Way. So they're relocating their headquarters and creating kind of a neighborhood house concept on the first floor of an affordable housing development, just on the kind of our near east side, close to East High School. So there you're going to see, I think it's 43 units. A lot of that is affordable. We also have a Bay City Lofts project a little bit farther out east in partnership with Lutheran Social Services on the first level over there. We have just across the river over in our rail yard district, I think it's over 238 units being produced right now. But, you know, it feels like it's never enough, right? We kind of keep developing as quickly as we possibly can, because there was a huge stretch of time, especially right after 2008 and the housing crash, where there just was not enough housing development occurring for a whole host of economic reasons. And as a nation, we just have not kept up and kept pace. And so, you know, there are needs all across the economic spectrum, from very low income to luxury level. But those that suffer most, obviously, are those who can't access housing at all. You know, and unfortunately, we have, you know, a number of homeless individuals in this community. And so that's where it's most obviously felt and where the biggest critical need is.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Green Bay Mayor Eric Gingrich in the WGBW studios. And my fine co-devil for the day is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She is one of your constituents. I might let her loose on you in just a moment.
Sounds good.
My question, though, are you funding all this development with downtown parking tickets, Mayor? Because I've received a few in your fine town.
I've heard some of those concerns from you and from Mino.
A couple of old guys like us always complaining about
you
something.
You know, there's an app that you can download on your phone, and it makes it pretty simple and straightforward. So we can maybe offline, I'll show you how to download that from the App Store.
I'm probably getting ticketed as we're speaking right now, Mayor.
I know a guy.
Right.
Oh, I hear you do, Kristen.
Right. Not me either. I can't take care of them.
Kristen, any questions for your mayor?
Well, yeah. You know, I grew up in Kakana, so not far from here, and we would come to Green Bay, and it was a very different Green Bay back in the day.
Right.
And I lived in Madison after I went to college, and when I made a decision to move back up here, I thought to myself, I don't know if Green Bay has what I need. I'm used to coffee shops and places where I can get kind of, you know, alternative-y kind of food and entertainment and culture. And I was blown away by what I saw when I came here. And I've never felt more comfortable. And it was really the feel. It was the people that made me want to stay. It's just home. What's your vision for the future? What happens next?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more of that, right? We talked a lot about housing. It's more housing. It's more amenities. It's continuing to send that message to all people of goodwill that this is a place for you. You know, if you're interested in doing good and developing this community in a positive fashion, like, we want you here. We want you plugging in. And that's also the really nice thing about Green Bay. I spent some time down in Madison. That's where I went to school and really loved Madison. But it's tough to get involved, right? It's like a competitive election for a neighborhood association down in Madison. And here it's a little bit more accessible, especially in terms of, you know, getting involved with a board or a commission or in an authority with the city of Green Bay. And so that's what I think a lot of people feel encouraging is that you don't need to know somebody to get involved. We're looking for all folks who want to make
even
a
Bears
difference.
Fans, Eric. Even Bears,
even
fans.
Bears fans. Yeah, we've got a few in City Hall. So even Bears fans, they're welcome to participate as long as you kind of leave that stuff at home, right?
Yeah.
Eric Gingrich, the mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, my fine co-devil for the day. Eric, I understand the former president of the United States might have a little bit of an outstanding bill to your fine community, and I have seen him speak here many times in the past.
Right.
And I suspect as we turn towards the election year, we might see the former president come here with intent to campaign again. What would be the policy in this regard, sir, if there's a past due bill? Will he be welcome to local facilities?
Well, I mean, I don't know that he was the only candidate, right, that hasn't paid his bills. Unfortunately, that's something that has been true of a few folks. And yeah, if anybody...
Tell me it's not Birdie.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'd have to check with our former chief of staff, who's now our city clerk, Celestine Jeffries, was really tracking this at one time. And there were a number of candidates who had not paid their full freight. Yeah, obviously, we'd love to have, a bunch of presidential candidates come to town again. But that stuff does not come without a cost. There's a lot of public safety resources that are devoted to making sure that candidates and supporters and protesters, are able to stay safe. We'd love for everybody to just pay that bill.
Eric, what about a plain old Packer Sunday? Noon game coming this weekend. I believe the Saints in town.
Yep.
What does that look like on the city's resources just to accommodate this glut of fans and tailgaters and even the teams, because you got to keep them safe? What sort of demand on resources is an average Packer Sunday?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, it's hundreds of officers and firefighters who are devoted to that effort every Sunday. And thankfully, we've got a really good relationship with the Packers, and they reimburse the city for the costs that are associated with making sure that everybody stays safe. But it's an enormous undertaking, and it's a little bit more of a stress on the department, PD in particular, than it has been in the past, simply because there's a little bit of a culture shift going on with younger generations of officers where they're not necessarily as interested in racking up overtime as maybe some of the older folks were. There's more of a priority placed on spending time with your family and friends. And
how dare they?
Yeah, right.
No, I tease.
But it's it's a huge commitment from our officers and firefighters, but we're able to make it work because of their dedication and also because of the support from the Packers organization themselves.
Historically, are any NFL fans worse than others?
Oh, the Vikings, yeah.
Viking fans, really? Yeah. Why them?
No question. That's a very subjective opinion of mine, but
I'd like to double down on that.
Right? You've got some experience over in Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm. So you probably can relate to that. They just tend to be a little bit more obnoxious than the...
Careful, we're playing on KTNF 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minneapolis right now.
We
Mayor.
Welcome them all.
But we love you.
Yeah, we love you, you know, coming to town and spending your money. But you could afford to be a little more polite, Vikings fans.
Other than Packer games. Are there any more big fall events? You know, I'm looking at like Oktoberfest, Mayor. What should we make sure to come back and see before we round out the Fall in Love Tour 2023 ceremony?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a couple of Oktoberfest events going on right on the city deck. I want to say this weekend, Hagemeister has something coming up. We've also got at least another Ignite Market. I want to say October 14th. Underneath the Mason Street Bridge, which is kind of a cool space for it as well. Yeah, and New Pride is not in the city of Green Bay, but at the Brown County Fairgrounds. That's a great regional event that's also coming up here. But the fall, obviously, is a great time to visit, not just for a football game, but all kinds of stuff going on downtown.
The color is just starting to turn in this area. It's beautiful
that's right.
up here.
Yeah, indeed it is.
Green Bay Mayor Eric Gingrich, thank you so much for joining us here in the WGBW studios, downtown Green Bay. This is your city. If I don't get a parking ticket today, I'll be very, very happy, and I will say nothing but very nice things about it. Thank you so much, sir. We'll have you back real, real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Folks, come on back with the Devil's Advocate's Dr. Kristen Lyerly, my fine co-devil, I guess we're calling her. You could be a part, though, 844-967-2789. Join us on the road again. Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
On the road again. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show on the road again. Hometown Tour 2023, Fall in Love. Well, that's easy. And we got a fine co-devil filling in for Dominic. He's traveling with his beautiful wife, Steffi. They're out Rocky Mountain High End somewhere. But I've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's here with me in the WGBW studios. We've got some more fine guests coming up in hour two, including the former mayor of this city. That's Jim Schmidt. And his partner in crime, John Mino. They do Mino and the Mayor right here on WGBW 6 to 8 a.m. each weekday morning. And the current mayor of Green Bay, a fine guest here on the show. Appreciate you coming around, Eric Gingrich. I teased him. I said, hey, you and Jim Schmidt, have you guys ever arm wrestled? The former mayor and the current mayor? I'm just curious if they ever, you know, fought for supremacy.
Yeah, well, Mayor Gingrich had an answer.
He said, I would win an arm wrestle. I would like to see that
Look
play out.
Look at him out there. He's flexing.
I would like to see that play out for us here this evening in the WGBW studios. We're going to have a good time here. I'm going to stay in this town tonight, and I'm going to enjoy the commiserating with the people. If you'd like to be amongst the people, come on down. The city deck's going to be hopping by 6 o'clock when this show wraps up. And I'll buy you a beer or some other cold beverage of your choice. I brought a few bucks. We'll figure it out.
Nice.
Come on down Washington Street, the WGBW studios downtown. Don't get here too early. Got to do a radio show with my fine co-devil, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, till 6 o'clock. Kristen.
Yes.
Where was I going next? Oh.
I don't know.
Not the airport. Just for a moment. It's a digression for a moment, but... What is the big deal about the airport here?
Oh, at Gate B2,
I have foosball.
And cornhole. Also, there's a lint roller in case, you know, your pet came along with you.
Are you implying I've got a little bit of my dog hair on me right now?
Need a lint roller? What airport has a lint roller that says, please use our lint roller if you have dog hair on you? Or which other airport sets out chips and salsa on Cinco de Mayo just for people to just take as their... getting to their gate.
You traveled, obviously, on May 5th this year, did you?
Yes.
Now, did you plan it around the anticipated free chips and salsa? Austin Strobel, you're referencing this airport here locally?
Yes. The gate agent, as we were boarding, said to us, I'd like you all to take a Hershey's Kiss as you get on the plane to celebrate the birth of my first grandson. And everyone just, you know, applauded and gave her hugs. It was just adorable. It's a beautiful little airport. It is just like Green Bay.
Just like Green Bay. This is a lovely little town. My understanding, the best place to live here in the entire United States of America.
It is.
Now, this is a city we talked about just briefly, about 105,000. But the county's bigger. Brown County about tripled that population, I believe, just under 300,000, I think, the population of the greater county. And what people don't realize is this Fox River, and we're here literally on the Fox River, the city deck we keep referencing is on the Fox River, mm-hmm. and the Radnitschke Bridge is right out here. It's very iconic. When you see the Monday Night Football and they've lit up the skyline and the bridges are lit up, when you look in the back, that's the city deck. And we're in the front of this building, the WGBW Studios and Facilities. It's a great place to go. It's a great place to party. I've done this. I partied with the former mayor, Jim Schmidt. If I can only get the current mayor to go party with us, maybe later this evening.
I bet we could talk him into it.
I don't know Eric as well as Jim.
I'll work it.
He's your mayor. I'm just a interloper in this town.
If you're talking about the bridge, don't forget to mention that the other bridge is the Bart Starr Bridge. It was dedicated just a couple of years ago. And one of the bridges, they light up with the opposing team's colors. And the other bridge, they light up with the Packer colors.
And some find that quite offensive. Like when the Bears are coming to town and they see the black and the orange. And that's the Bart Starr Bridge that gets the other team colors, isn't it? Because we get the home team here on the Nitschke Bridge.
I think you're right. People avoid the Starr Bridge.
Like they don't want to drive down the bridge.
Bad juju.
Lit in the other team's colors.
I mean, do you?
No, absolutely not. I'd drive around the whole city if I had. I would not do that. It's a fine city. You can drive through it. Just avoid, you know, the Starr Bridge. Just take the Nitschke Bridge. That's the WGBW 97.9 FM bridge. We're here in the studios. We'll talk a few more politics in the 5 o'clock happy hour. There's a reason we're here. Now, technically, this is Mike Gallagher's district.
It is.
And he is, a Marine, former Marine.
So they say, yes.
But what else can you tell me about this guy? Because I've invited him on the Devil's Advocates radio show, and we don't bite, and he won't come around. You know, they've acknowledged the invitation. They just haven't accepted it so much.
We don't really see a lot of Congressman Gallagher here either. He's really busy with the China thing.
The China thing? What?
And climbing cell towers.
Now, that's the ironic thing. Isn't he against the infrastructure bill? And when he went climbing the cell tower and he talked about, oh, I want to bet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have bet that, you know, you would have seen the value in voting for infrastructure investment for your constituents. I would have thought that's good local politics.
Yes.
But he didn't actually vote for the infrastructure bill.
No.
He just went out there and climbed a tower and tried to take a little credit. Isn't that stolen valor in some way, shape, or form?
I think it is. That just does not feel like the spirit of Green Bay, the spirit of the people that he represents.
And do you know of a Democratic opponent yet for Mike Gallagher in the race? Have we had any public announcements as far as you're aware?
We have had no public announcements, but there are a lot of rumblings. So I think we are going to hear some pretty exciting news in the months to come.
Well, that'd be awesome because my understanding in the 8th CD, we're in the 8th here, right? That's Mike Gallagher's district.
Mm-hmm.
No opponent 2 years ago.
Yeah.
No opponent. And Glenn Grothman, I drove through much of Glenn's district. Hell, I got a cabin in Glenn's district. Glenn also did not face a political opponent. No Democrat ran. Wasn't like someone got wiped out in the primary. All you got to do is run and qualify for the ballot. It did a couple thousand signatures.
It's really hard.
To qualify?
No, it's really, it because of the gerrymandering, it feels, I think Democrats feel oppressed. They feel like there's no hope. Like, what's the point when the odds are so stacked against you?
Better candidates, better ideas. That's what Robin Voss always likes to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Come back with us. Hour two of the Devils Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again. Fall in Love Tour. Hometown Tour 2023. I've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's co-deviling with me. And I hope you're sticking around, right?
Hour two. Happy to. Yeah, you're buying beer, right?
Excellent. Yes, definitely. I will buy, at least for a while, till my wallet runs out of money. But that won't be for a while. Come on down. I might even buy you a beer. Come on down to the Green Bay Studios. We're going to have a good time today. Like, meet the people in each town we go to. There's a reason we're here. This is a very important part of the state. And politically, we're going to turn it bluer all the time. The Happier Happy Hour. Your phone calls, they could be a part. 844-96-PARTY.
All right. Thank you very much.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. The United Auto Workers strike against the Big Three's a week.